We were running through the forest as the zombies chased us. We were running as fast as we could. Ah! An ear-piercing scream echoed through the forest. In the distance, I saw a shelter. I told Grayson to keep running. We ran and hid there. We heard against the glass of the shelter. Luckily, there was a hole. Me and Grayson ran as the zombies broke in to the shelter. We jumped up, smelt the smell of dirt. All of the trees were dead silent, and the trees looked so dead that they had no leaves in the middle of the summer. Grayson and I started to sprint away. Ah! Me and Grayson heard a scream coming from all directions. We ran inside of my house. We grabbed a bat. I heard as the bat hit them. I aimed at the zombie's face. Its eyes were as black as the night. When I looked at its mouth, he only had four rotten black and yellow teeth. His clothes looked like they just got ripped by a saw blade. The zombie's skin was wrinkled. It looked crusty. The stench of the monster reminded me of rotten eggs mixed with old apple that had been sitting there for 200 years. Me and Grayson hit the zombies. We locked up the door. We boarded up everything in the house. We sat back and rested. I thought to myself, if I would ever make it out alive. For a day, we found some food. We woke up to a radio. It was help. It said to go to the town hall. It was 9:20 a.m. And they said we had to be there by 12 o'clock. 2 hours later, we started to head. Luckily, we had a bit of gas. We drove there about 10 minutes. We arrived at the town hall. And a whole escort of soldiers were there. It was 11:30 a.m. We got in the helicopter. The soldiers said everything was going to be alright.